the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up a day when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore 26,000 times more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with the crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple steel firms when they left fully loaded. Later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wash made a tattletale sound, and the waves broke. Sailors all knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. Dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came crashing. In afternoon it was free of a hurricane west wind. Faces and the names on the wives and the sons and the daughters. Superior, it is said, never gives up or dead. When the skies of November turn